Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is facing a backlash over his comments during a weekend rally with former President Trump in Nevada. Tuberville spent part of the speech criticizing Democrats.
They're not soft on crime. They're pro-crime. They want crime. They want crime because they want to take over what you got. They want to control what you have. They want reparation because they think the people that do the crime are owed that. They are not owed that.
His comments are part of a broader critique in the final weeks before the midterms, when control of Congress is at stake, about how Democrats have responded to rising crime rates. But critics say Tuberville's remarks about reparations played into racist stereotypes about black people committing crimes. Jennifer Cobina Dungy, professor of criminal justice at Michigan State University, was with us here on WTOP. We asked about her reaction when she first heard this.
You know, my initial reactions when I heard it, it was certainly one of disgust. When we talk about reparations, this is commonly associated with Black Americans being compensated for centuries of slavery. So it's about compensating Black Americans who are the descendants of enslaved people for the inhumane suffering of their ancestors. And so Senator Tuberville's remarks equating reparations with people who commit crimes is not only ignorant, but it's a racist comment. The senator ultimately was suggesting that descendants of Black slaves are criminals. So ultimately, he was calling all Black people criminals. And I will say, you know, it's well established in the literature that Americans, particularly white individuals, strongly tend to associate criminal activity with race and race with criminal activity. That is, more specifically, Blacks are generally characterized and perceived as being aggressive, hostile, criminal, and violent. And so the senator's comment was directed to white voters and trying to evoke these preconceived notions that Black people are the ones responsible for crime. Thus, if they are the ones who are responsible for committing crimes, then they're not deserving of anything else, let alone reparations.
Who is committing most of the crimes in our country?
There's a ton of research that shows that the public does tend to overestimate the proportion of crimes committed by Black people. But according to the FBI's data that was released in December 2021, so less than a year ago, there was more than 7 million people who were known by law enforcement to engage in criminal activity. Of those who offended, more than half, 51%, were white, 30% were Black, and 2% were of other races. And then the race was unknown for about 17% of these reported known offenses. So I just wanted to really highlight, based upon the FBI's data, we see that 51%, the majority of people who actually engage in crimes, are actually white, right? But there, again, there is this perception that Black individuals are the ones who are more likely to engage in criminal activity. For me, it's definitely about talking about the facts, dispelling the myths, and using evidence, using research to ensure that people are aware of what the facts are, not relying on biases, on stereotypes to form their perceptions. It is also important for us to know our history, right? The senator is ignoring the fact that during slavery, Blacks were relegated to subhuman status. Even despite many of the gains made by the civil rights movement in the 60s, many Black individuals are still viewed and treated in dehumanizing terms. And so in so many cases, Black people's humanity is often denied. And I will say, during the earliest period of the American development, European colonists, they transported Africans to the New World as chattel slaves. This was a degradation that lasted well into the 20th century. And so back then, in order to justify their enslavement, Black people had to be viewed as inferior beings. They had to be portrayed as criminals, as violent savages who were inherently criminal. These types of portrayals are certainly dangerous, and there are damaging consequences, because back then in the 70s and 80s, that's what led to the war on drugs, which many have said is the war on Black people, because Black individuals are more likely to bear the brunt of the drug war compared to white individuals, because Blacks are more likely to disproportionately be arrested, prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned for drug offenses, even though studies show that individuals of all racial and ethnic backgrounds use drugs at similar rates, right? It's going back to dispelling the myths, understanding our history, but dispelling the myths by relying on what the statistics and research actually says.
Jennifer Cobina Dungy, she's professor of criminal justice at Michigan State University.